Hello and welcome to another episode of Walking with Anxiety with me, Stephen Dawes. Thank you for joining me as always. Now, today's episode is a kind of a story of mine, really. Mainly because the other day, I'm a little bit delayed with my podcast topics, unfortunately, but the other day, my wife and I were deciding what to have for our dinner, and we decided that we were going to have something different. She wanted to have mussels, and I don't really like mussels, I don't really like seafood or shellfish or anything like that, so I decided to have something different. But the idea that when we were cooking it together, it reminded me of something that I thought I'd mention on my blog because and on my podcast, because it revolved around a situation we had when we went on holiday to Spain a few years ago. Now, there are many other things that go around me going on holiday anywhere else in the world. So that's going to be a thing for another podcast. And also my situation around food and anxiety is also going to be another episode. I just wanted to concentrate today on this particular story and this particular thing that happened to us. Now, our friend invited us out to Spain, and it was great. We had a fantastic time. I was initially a little worried because going to another country, sampling different food can be a bit of a worry for most people, and especially for me, because I'm quite fussy when it comes to food myself. But I thought this is a great opportunity because Spain is fantastic and I've never been there before. So I thought, well, you know, let's go for it. Let's go and have a good time. And it was a great time. We went to a place on the coast of Spain and it was brilliant. It wasn't a very touristy area at all. And the first couple of days we got there, our friends out there decided that we were going to go out for a dinner. Now, we decided to go into the town, into the village, to have something to eat, and they chose this really great restaurant. It was a fantastic looking place on the waterfront, and normally when I go to a new restaurant, I think to myself, well, I'm going to have a quick look at the board before we go in, because then I can see what kind of things they have on offer, and it gives me time to think about what I might want to choose, because otherwise I'll just sit there looking at everything and not really making any decisions. So I decided that I'd have a quick look on the way in. And having a look, it actually didn't look too bad. I thought, well, you know, this is pretty good. We can go for this. So we went in, and they had some friends that had joined us as well, other friends that they knew from the local area. And then this is when things started to get a little bit tricky, because they said, well, why don't we choose some dishes that we think are really good, and we can all chip in and eat them together. Now, the problem for me with this was that I wasn't entirely sure whether they were going to choose something that I would like. Now, I didn't want to be rude and say, well, actually, no, I just want to choose something myself. And I thought, well, you know, we're in Spain, and these guys are really good. They, you know, they know what they're doing. I think I should just go with what they say, go with the flow. So I thought, okay. So I made the conscious decision that that's what I was going to do. So the menus came and they decided to have a chat about what they were going to pick, and they chose obviously in Spanish, so I couldn't really understand what they were ordering. And then eventually things started to come out from the kitchen, and the first thing that came out was olive oil, bread with olive oil. And I thought, well, that's fantastic. So I took a couple of those, resisted the urge to just grab the whole plate and think, well, this is my dinner basically. And that started off really well. So then, as time went on, other things started to come out. And one of the things that came out was calamari. Now, calamari, obviously squid rings. And I've never had them before, never really thought about having them at all, because it's just one of those things that never appealed to me. But as I said, I thought, I'd come out here to this holiday. I thought, I've got to try it, got to give it a go. So I decided to have some with my bread and my olive oil. And actually, you know, it didn't taste fantastic, but it wasn't the worst thing in the world. It didn't really taste much of anything, to be honest. And I thought, well, this is great. You know, I'm actually doing this. I'm actually eating things for the first time. I'm making a change. I'm moving forward. This is absolutely brilliant. Now, the next thing to come out was razor clams. Now, for anyone who doesn't know what a razor clam is, it's kind of like a clam, so it's got a shell on it, but it's long and thin, and the kind of clam is long and thin in the middle of this razor shell. So, and there'll be a picture of it on the thumbnail for you to have a look at. Now, I personally have never tried clams, mainly because they come from the sea and they are bottom feeders, and that kind of thing just doesn't really sit with me very well. But I thought, I'll give it a try. And so I kind of thought to myself, I looked at my wife, and my wife knew what I was thinking, obviously. and she was sitting there trying not to laugh. And I thought, well, I'll give it a try. I'll take a bite, and then that gives me an opportunity to have a try what this tastes like. If I don't like it, then I can politely say, well, actually, I'm sorry, I didn't really like that. And then we can move on, and everything's great. The problem arose when I tried to bite into it. Now, for anyone who's eaten razor clams, I'm not sure if this was just my experience or whether this happens normally, but I couldn't bite into it. I really couldn't. I tried my very best. I tried to bite off the end of this razor clam and nothing was happening. It was like chewing on a pencil, a rubber pencil. So I thought, well, what am I going to do? I've got to try this. You know, I can't just say I can't bite it. That just sounds weird. So I thought, well, okay, I'm just going to have to try a bit harder. So I tried to bite a bit lower down on the clam to see if there was a softer part that I could bite off. And I managed to get maybe 3/4 of it bitten off. And I started to chew it. Now, at this point, I was expecting it to be tough. I was expecting it to be a bit rubbery. And I thought, you know, eventually, the power of the teeth, we're going to get through this and we're going to work at it. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Now, I have to say, I felt like I was chewing this thing for hours. And it wasn't that long. It was probably more like 10, 20 seconds. But I was desperately looking around to see if anyone else was looking at what I was doing. They didn't seem to be, which was fine. And if they did, they never said anything. So I thought, well, what am I going to do now? I was sitting here, I was chewing it. It wasn't getting any smaller. It certainly wasn't turning into anything I could swallow. So I then had to think about what I was going to do next. And I thought, well, what if I just swallow it? You know, it's fairly rubbery. It's not that big. I can probably just swallow this and then we can all move on and just carry on as we are. And I've done it. Now, even though my mind was convinced that I could swallow this, I don't think my stomach was really ready for it. So I tried to swallow it. And even though the signal was going from my brain to my throat, nothing was happening. It was just sitting there in my mouth. Kind of like, you know, if you've ever eaten bacon and part of it goes down the back of your throat and is dangling on that piece and part of it's in your mouth, making you kind of gag. That's kind of what was going on with me. And I thought, well, what am I going to do now? I've got half a clam down my throat, half a clam in my throat. I'm in a catch-22 situation here. And I thought, the last thing I want to do is to be coughing this all over my friends across the table from me. So I decided to enter Plan C. Now, Plan C was completely improvised. And I thought, well, what if I try and discreetly spit it into my napkin and then put it under my plate? And then at the end of the meal, I can just put it on the plate and pretend like nothing really happened. So I thought this is going to be something I can probably get away with quite easily because everyone was chatting. No one was really looking at anybody else. And I thought, this is a good idea. I can probably get this done. So I eventually managed to do it. I managed to get the clam out of the back of my throat. I managed to spit it into this napkin and put it under my plate. And then at the end of the meal, I put it onto the plate as if I had finished. Now, this was one of the most difficult experiences, food-wise, that I have ever had in my life. I thought I'd done a good job even getting the clam and trying to chew it. But unfortunately, from there, things went downhill. It's not something that I've done very often, although I have taken part in a Food of the World type thing with my brother and my friends. And that's something I'm going to be talking about on another podcast, because it's going to be something that is going to take another podcast to explain to you. But so if you want to hear more about that, that's going to be coming up shortly, I'm sure. This is kind of what goes on in my life usually. I do try new things. I try to try new things. They don't always work out, you know, best laid plans and that sort of thing. But hopefully I'm getting better at it, and certainly I've tried more new things in recent years than I ever have in my life before. And it's just one of those things, you just got to try and get your head around it. But I thought I'd share that little story with you because, well, you know, it's one of those things that a lot of people probably go through and never mention on the podcast or anything else. So that's a little thing for you to take away for you today. If you do have issues with food and anxiety, however, please let me know. Send me your questions or anything you have. If you've tried razor clams and you've managed to eat one, please let me know, because I just want to know how you managed to do it, because there was no way in the world I was going to be able to swallow that. So if you've managed to do it, if you've got any tips or tricks, not that I'm necessarily planning on doing that again, but you never know, I might go back to Spain and sample them again. So if you do have any tips or tricks on how to eat a razor clam, please do let me know. And any other questions you might have, any other things you may want to talk about, please contact me on walkingwithanxiety.co.uk. You can also contact me on my social media accounts on Facebook and Twitter, and also on the platform that you're listening to this podcast on. If you are listening through Anchor, you can also send me a voice message, which if you're happy for me to do, I can play on my next podcast. I'm recording yesterday, but it's actually going to come out tomorrow. So yesterday, I had an interview with an MS sufferer, a fellow podcaster and blogger, Kathy, which was a fantastic interview. She was very kind in answering my questions. So if you want to hear about that, that's in my last podcast, which you can check out as well. Thank you again for joining me. I hope that you enjoyed this little story, and I'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.